the history of rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about to happen. Let's hear it for the fantastic Rolling Stones.
Sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again.
Documentary staff phoned Mick Jagger, leader of the Rolling Stones, in London to find out what he recalled about the making of Satisfaction, their biggest record.
I do remember all, in fact. Let me just go back through my memory bank a minute. Let me think. No, first recorded in Chicago. I don't know when. I've got terrible memory for dates. And then vaguely recorded in Chicago, and then we said, no, don't let's do it here, let's do it in Los Angeles, so we stopped playing it. And then we started playing it again when we got to Los Angeles, still with the same rhythm going, we kept the rhythm going all the way on the plane. And then we got there, and it was all done at once, no overdubbing, except the voice, I think, which was overdubbed. And in Los Angeles in whatever year it was, and it was written by a hotel swimming pool in Clearwater, Florida. I remember that, actually. The insects were buzzing.
I tried.
The Beatles spent only a short part of their career under the enchantment of rhythm and blues, the consistently dominant element of the Rolling Stones' music. Mick Jagger's fascination with blues and soul dates back to his school days.
When I first heard Bo Diddley, I dug that. Because I didn't know it was called blues or anything. I mean, it was just all just music, you know what I mean? And then somebody said, ah, that's rhythm and blues. So I said, ah, that's what I like.
Well, you've got your diamonds and you've got your pretty clothes and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father would be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't you play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
The Stones roll on with their longest song, next on the Rockumentary.
We just did it. We just went through it once, and then we said, okay, let's go. And then we just did it, and then it went on growing and gruffing and huffing and puffing for another sort of 8 minutes, and a lot of people said they liked it, which was very nice. It was sort of just improvised, you know, I mean, it happens on every session of these days, super sessions, but of course then, you know, you had to be out by 11:30, and so this is a great sort of experimental piece.
The history of rock and roll.
Spending too much time away, I can't stand another day. Maybe you think I've seen the world, but I'd rather see my girl. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home. You may look sweet, but now you're white, but now you're white, but now you're white.
Rolling Stone Mick Jagger thought about the elements of his songwriting style for the history of rock and roll.
When we started off, it was all different, and we used to write different kinds of scenes. I don't know. It's mostly folk things that have mostly influenced us. I mean, really. Folk music and, you know, just very basic things, you know, English folk songs and old sort of blues songs and Eel Follows and things like that generally, and then later on just anything that you hear on the radio, you know. I don't really pick anybody particularly out.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. My love, on bended knees, my love, I pledge myself to Lady Jane. My dear Lady Anne, I've done what I can. I'm must take my leave, for promised I am. This play is run, my love. Your time has come, my love. I pledge my troth to Lady Jane.
We continue the Stone section of the history of rock and roll in a moment.
This is WOR FM, New York.
The history of rock and roll.
Stones have been the group equivalent of the Rebels Without Causes of the 1960s. The Beatles smiled and thumbed their noses at society, while the Stones made more direct gestures. Let's Spend the Night Together as an illustration of their self-promoted bad boy image. The history of rock and roll continues with a million seller from the Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Proving himself a performer, a singer, and a writer, Rolling Stone Mick Jagger entered the studios as a record producer. Chris Farlow's version of Painted Black is one of the results.
I see a red door and
late 1969, the Rolling Stones returned to what they liked best, the live performance, and a tour of the United States. Love in Vain was recorded live on that tour.
Well, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Suitcase in my hand. You know it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain.
The history of rock and roll resumes with more live Stones and Mick Jagger's assessment of the Beatles.
History of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling Stone Mick Jagger discusses the Beatles for the rockumentary.
They're a sort of prototype group, you know what I mean? Of all groups, they're sort of the... I mean, they showed the way how to be a group and to be self-sufficient and not to rely on anybody else and to just keep going, man. You know? They're the archetypal group, you know, whatever way they face, which day of the week or whatever year it is. Whether they're happy, sad, or freaked out, or religious, or irreligious, or etc. You know, I mean, they just helped everything push along very nicely.
Its two-hour focus on the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, the two strongest and most influential contemporary rock groups, the history of rock and roll returns to its survey of group music with the Moody Blues and a 65 hit, Go Now.
We've already said
final hours of the history of rock and roll with the English blues sound of Them.
The history of rock and roll.